Hi everyone, this is David Kosmeter. I am the creator of TimingResearch.com, and this is my third beta test of some kind of explanation of the report that I publish every Sunday night, the Crowd Forecast News Report. This is going to be audio only, so I will post it on the YouTube channel, but it will also be available as a podcast on all the different podcast networks. So iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever else you listen to podcasts. I just published Crowd Forecast News Report number 251. So if you're new to timing research, basically every week I publish a survey to the full timing research audience, and then I take that survey data and I post the report. So if you'd like to look up the report and follow along with me, just go to timingresearch.com and you can find either the blog post version where you can read it, the full report, in the browser. I've been doing that for the last few months now. Or you can download the PDF version and print it out if you want, or view it as a PDF. This week, the first question is always the same. Which direction do you think the S&P 500 is index is going to move this coming Monday's open to Friday's close? For this week, that'll be July 16th to July 20th. And 75% of people stated that they think the market is going to go higher this week. Obviously, 25% said lower, and that's a difference of 50%. That's extremely high relative to the history. And then question two is also always the same. Rate your confidence in your answer to question number two by estimating the probability that you have correctly predicted next week's market move. Survey respondents have a choice between 50% and 100%. So the average of all responses was just slightly over 69% for this week. The average for higher responses was 72%. The average for lower responses was 60.5%. That's a difference of 11.5%. Again, that is also extremely high this week. So about 50 people, 47 people responded this week, which is, let's see, my six-month average is about 48, so about on par for average. So then each report also shows what my prediction is based on similar conditions. So my crowd forecast indicator prediction is 63% chance higher this week. So and you can read the full details of why I'm saying that for this week, but basically under similar conditions in the past of question one and two, then 63% of the time the market did in fact move higher. So it was in line with what the majority sentiment from the survey said. So question three of the survey, move on to that. That is also always the same every week. For your question to number one, please share which specific reasons you think the S&P 500 will be headed the direction you chose. So I group them by higher or lower responses. So you can see this is a great way each week to just come and take a look at this and see why people chose higher or lower for the coming week. You can get some ideas of what other traders are thinking about. And maybe there's something you missed, maybe there's something you want to consider a little more closely. So I'll just read a couple of the higher responses for this week. The market seems to have digested the news about the additional tariffs against China. It did rally from its support of the 2,690 last week. Unless this administration announces additional tariffs, the stocks should be moderately higher at the end of the week. Earnings are likely to have some positive impact. So that was one of the good responses. There's several other good ones this week. And then there's also a few good ones from the lower responses. One of them was tough call for me this week, mixed signals, but appearing short-term overbought. Looking for Netflix earnings to disappoint, but Microsoft to beat. Therefore, leaning toward unchanged to just slightly lower. So again, you can check out the report to see all the other comments that are there. Question four is a little bit different every week on the survey. It could be a current events question. It could be a general trading related question. It could be a prediction question or anything else. But this week, since the show is off, or both shows are off this coming week, I put in a question about what you want to see on future episodes of the show. So What trading-related questions or topics would you like the experts to discuss on future episodes of the weekly Crowd Forecast News Show? The show is off this week, but we'll be back on July 23rd. So, and there were several good questions in there about indicators, about hedging, about money management. So we'll try to, about funding. I am working on having a guest on soon that works on a company that funds traders. So I'm going to definitely take these ideas into consideration when constructing questions and topics for future episodes of Crowd Forecast News. So be sure to join us for those. And then question five is always just additional comments, questions, suggestions, and people can put in whatever else they want to put in there. One of the comments was, this crowd forecast survey is a great idea. One of them was talking about gold, future gold. And then there was a interesting one from someone who, I guess they put this comment in, and I guess they weren't quite thinking of the long-term or the actual implications of what they said, but the comment was, it's difficult enough to predict the move in the market from Friday's close to Friday's close, but it's a fool's errand to predict Friday's close from Monday's unknown open. This prediction format needs to be changed since anything can happen on Monday. So I guess they weren't quite thinking through what that would mean, but basically I put a response in the report that says that, of course, that would be interesting if you could, you know, that would be a different way to do it from predicting from Friday's close to Friday's close, but Friday's close happened in the past. So I put a response in the report that says that would be interesting, but ultimately useless, since you can't go back in time and put positions on before Friday's close. Hypothetically, having a good prediction of what markets will do from Monday's open to Friday's close is the only thing that would be of any use to anyone. This is what this experiment is trying to accomplish. So, of course, this report that I publish is just an experiment. I'm just collecting data and sharing it with everyone who is interested. It's not a recommendation on how to trade in any way. But the point of the experiment, ultimately, would be whether or not we can find a prediction method that works in the future. So it would only be useful if you can make the prediction, get the information about the prediction, and put positions on in the future that would reflect that position. So the report is published on Sunday. It's only useful if the prediction is based on something that will occur in the future. The timing research shows are off for this coming week, so that you can attend Wealth 365 instead. You can just go to wealth365.com and check out the details there, or there's also links on timing research that you should be able to find. This is a really awesome event that you should definitely check out. Presentations start Monday, July 16th at 9 a.m. Eastern Time, and go all the way till afternoon on Saturday. So several of my regular guests for timing research shows will be giving Wealth 365 presentations. So be sure to check them out, including Oliver Schmalholz, Rob Hoffman, just looking through the list here, and Stephen Brooks, Larry Gaines, Mark Sachs, Tony Hansen, Jody Samuels, Hema Reddy, Anka Metcalf, John Seville, Dave Landry, AJ Brown, Fausto Puglisi, and Andrew Keene. So again, be sure to check out Wealth 365. It's a really great set of educational presentations for traders. So also, both shows will be back on July, the week of July 23rd. Crowd Forecast News will be July 23rd, Monday, 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Jim Kenny and John Thomas will be on that one. Also, the Analyze Your Trade, the next episode of that will be July 24th, Tuesday, 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Larry Gaines and Dean Jenkins will be on that one. So be sure to join us for those. All right. And again, this has just been a beta test of a audio explanation of Crowd Forecast News, report number 251. Be sure to go to timingresearch.com and you can download or read the full report there. Be sure to subscribe to Timing Research on YouTube or wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks, everyone.